Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
I think one of the most important things, no matter what time of year it is to be comfortable in your home. And you've heard me talk a lot about these Mitsubishi Electric heat pumps that are out there. And these mini split systems are just fantastic. And the technology just keeps changing and getting better all the time. Joining me on the phone line is Anthony Belokas, who is the regional sales manager with Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling. Anthony, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me back on your show.
You have a lot of new products out there, new sizes, new features, also helping in design flexibility. Talk to me a little bit about some of the advancements that you guys at Mitsubishi are making.
Yeah, I feel like every time I turn around, we're coming up with some kind of different product, whether it's a different size or just adding more features and benefits. And so we've increased the size capacity of a lot of our units for this upcoming season. We've added some new technology into all of our units, or I should say the majority of our units. Now we're coming with built-in Wi-Fi capability.
Right.
So the homeowner will be able to have the app on their phone right out of the box. It won't be an additional like accessory. It'll be right in the unit. The homeowner will be able to control the system, you know, whether they want heating, cooling, they want to change their set temperatures or control different airflow. They can do that right from the feature from their phone, as opposed to having to do it inside the home.
You know, I'm thinking, this time of year, it's a funny one, right? Because it can be 75, 80 degrees one day, and then the next day it's 40 degrees. And with a traditional, you know, forced air furnace, you've got to be like, oh, now I got to put it on heat, and now I got to put it on AC. With these Mitsubishi units, you set that on auto, right? And, you know, if you want to maintain 70 degrees, you know, just for the sake of the example, the unit's going to do all the thinking for you.
That's right. Yeah, auto's the key feature. You just set the thermostat or set your function on your smartphone and your app, and you set it to auto, and then whether it needs to go to heating or cooling, the unit will make that determination and make that switch for you. So this way, you're always comfortable at home. But to your point, you can keep it maintained 70 degrees all day, every day.
Yeah, I love that. I think that... obviously, I own one of these units, and I'm ridiculously happy with how it operates. And the biggest thing I think that maybe people don't realize is these inverters that are outside, right? The actual kind of secret sauce that creates the heating and the cooling for the space are ridiculously quiet. And as we head outside, you know, and want to be outside, you don't have that loud condenser running that maybe you're sitting there enjoying, sitting outside having a Arnold Palmer or whatever it might be, and you don't hear the thing running.
Yeah, that is a huge advantage to inverter compressors, specifically with Mitsubishi. All of our equipment have an inverter compressor in it. So that was one decision factor when we put our Mitsubishi in our home. Was the noise. We had a traditional air conditioner inside of our house, and we like to entertain and people outside. And every time it turned on, it was just extremely loud, and you have to talk louder or, you know, move in closer and listen to the conversation
right.
A little bit. And we put our system in a couple years ago, and we just had Easter just a couple weeks back, and we had people outside. It was really nice out, and, you know, our unit was on, and we didn't hear a thing. And everyone actually complimented them. They go, man, that's on. It's spinning. And I said, yeah, it's on. It's working, and it's producing heating and cooling right now.
Right.
And they didn't hear it at all.
Right.
So it's a huge advantage.
Anthony, you know, we don't talk about this enough, but, you know, in a traditional, like if somebody has a, you know, they have that one room that is uncomfortable, you know, they maybe have a traditional system like, gosh, you know, I spend all this time in this one room and it's never quite warm enough, it's never quite cool enough. A spot system in that space can really, I mean, just change the whole comfort level in that home. But the installation process, can you walk the listeners through how simple that actually is?
Yeah, so that is really our bread and butter, for lack of better terms. Those rooms in the homes that are not comfortable, specifically a lot of cases I see master bedrooms. And, you know, the insulation is having a contractor come out, just identify the location where we can put the indoor unit, which will typically get mounted on a wall, preferably an exterior wall. And the installing contractor will bore a hole from the inside to the outside of the house, and they'll run their copper line sets. So they're the lines that actually move the refrigerant back and forth between the indoor and the outdoor unit, along with the power. And they'll bring that all outside to the outdoor unit, and they'll put the outdoor unit somewhere alongside of the house in the same area of where that room is at, where that indoor unit's gonna be located, typically. And they connect the copper lines, and they connect the wire to it, and they turn on the system. So it's really not as difficult or as intrusive as some people may believe it could be for their home.
Right. And that hole, by the way, is like a 3-inch hole, or it's probably even less than that, but it's not, it's not this gaping hole that they're cutting in. They're literally drilling a hole to run that line set system through there.
Yeah, it's 3 inches at max. Some guys will use 2.5 or 2.75, but max I've ever seen is 3 inches. They core that hole, and then they'll insulate around it and then seal it. So they'll seal both the inside and the outside of that hole, so inside the home and outside the home, to make sure that no critters or any air is getting through that.
Right.
So they make sure that that penetration is sealed. And that's it. That's the only construction that they actually have to do to the home.
Right. And then there's an added system called a line hide, which is kind of like a shroud that you can choose to install, where you can even paint it the same color of the house, and it would just blend right in. So visually, when this is all done, you're hardly going to know it's there, but you're going to know it's there when it comes to the comfort in that space.
That's 100% right. Like, a lot of guys will end up using line head, will come in different colors as well. If you don't want to paint it,
right,
they'll have two or three different colors, like a white and a brown, to try to match the gutter of the home. They do make the white that you can paint if you have a little bit of a different color other
sure.
than white or brown.
Sure.
And then you can paint that to make it match the side of the home. But you're right. Yeah, it'll hide that line set coming down from, whether it's a single story home or a two story home coming down, but you don't see it. But to your point, the comfort is what you're gonna notice and what you're gonna feel.
And I kind of joke about this, but the thing with how these systems work, right? And I mean, I think you're the one that described this to me. It isn't, you know, when we're talking about air conditioning, you know, like the traditionally, you know, with a system, you'll go there and that traditional forced air system is using refrigerant to create cold, you know, a cold breeze that comes through and then exchanges the air and circulates through there. But with these heat pumps, when you're cooling the space, it's actually removing the heat from the space. And when you're heating the space, it's actually removing the coldness from the space, right?
Yeah, that's how heat pumps ultimately work. So the main difference between a traditional air conditioning system and an inverter Mitsubishi heat pump is that when we're in cooling mode, our compressors can modulate up and down, providing the amount of cooling that you need for that day. So for example, here in Chicago, we might have a day that's 75 degrees and humid outside, and we want the air conditioning on. Your normal air conditioner, your traditional air conditioner that we're all used to, is designed to provide cooling at the worst case scenario, so that 95 degree day outside,
right?
And it doesn't know how to go slower or faster, and so our units will speed itself down, pulling the right amount of moisture out of the air, so that we can comfortably, you know, cool that space and maintain the temperature that we want to be at, all while also saving energy.
Right.
Traditional air conditioners, it's going to be all on or all off.
Right. So, I mean, that's the big thing, is that modulation of the unit is what makes these systems so energy efficient. And so, you know, and it's not that they're maintenance free, but they're so low maintenance, these units.
Yeah, any mechanical device will require some maintenance, to your point, but it is not as much as you would think it would be. It's your traditional, make sure your filters are clean, make sure the outdoor units, the condensing coil on the outside unit is clean. You know, in Chicago, we like to get those those things that come off the trees, yeah, and they like to stick to the side of our coils, right? So we want to make sure those are not sucked into the coil. And really, that's just a low-pressure garden hose and just making sure that they're nice and clean, and having your maintenance, your regular maintenance is coming out and check to make sure everything is tightened and your power is good and that the unit's running in the specs that it's supposed to be running in. And that's really it. The maintenance is really low maintenance on these things.
You guys are the maker, the manufacturer of this, but I know that they can go to a website to find what you call diamond contractors, like people that are really well-trained to install these things. What is that website that people can go to learn more about the Mitsubishi heat pumps and to find an installer to get an estimate?
Sure. You're going to go to getacomfyhome.com. Again, that's getacomfyhome.com.
Anthony Belokas, Regional Sales Manager over at Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling. Always nice to speak with you, Anthony. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.